If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Wendy Snyder here, sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning. Dean Richards is off, so Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. And today we have Blockbuster Blake Stubbs sitting in. How's it going, Blake?
It's going very well, Wendy. I'm back from vacation. I feel like I'm back in the world. It's a little rainy where I'm at as well, but you know, we're getting the week going. We're back at it on the grind, as they say.
It's not a grind. It's entertainment. Where was your vacation? Did you have a lovely one?
I did. I spent the last week pretty much in New York City, visiting friends, seeing some shows. Just felt like I needed to see what's going on out on the East Coast and take things in. And let me tell you, it was busy, but it was fun. And getting to reconnect with old friends is always great.
Yeah, that is really great. Did you take in any movies over the Memorial Day weekend?
I did. I was able to catch Mission Impossible Saturday night in a lovely theater that had recliners. It was absolutely fantastic. I very much enjoyed the film. I know why it was having a big debut at the box office. The crowds were in droves out in the New York City area where I was. And the movie was a big, bombastic, I'm going to say so-called, finish to one of our longest-running movie franchises. It didn't necessarily feel like an ending, I think, to some folks, but I feel like it was. It was full of stunts, action, story, and characters that we all know and love if we're fans of those films. So, yeah, I was able to take in one, but that wasn't the movie that really took home the dough over the weekend. The big winner was Lilo and Stitch, the live-action remake of one of Disney's favorite animated properties. And apparently, what I thought was people going out in droves, Lilo and Stitch took in about $183 million domestically.
Jeez!
And is sitting on $361 million as of this morning, according to Worldwide Box Office Take.
Now, this is a live-action Lilo and Stitch?
Yes. So live-action, obviously a lot of the characters are CGI animated, but with more of a live-action sort of approach to it. And, you know, the old hand-drawn method, that's going to be one for the ages, an old favorite. But now we've got this new bombastic-looking sort of live-action take on Lilo. And obviously that leads to some funny, if you want to dig into the rabbit hole, you can find cute little interviews of the character himself doing interviews. And so this is one really for the families to get out and see. So it was actually a really good 1-2 punch, I think, for the box office weekend, because you had the family friendly film and then you had the big action picture. And overall, it was the biggest Memorial Day box office weekend ever, you know, money wise. So why I'm happy about that, Wendy, is that people are going back to the movie.
Yes.
I'm excited about that.
It is about time.
More than about time. I think we've had some, you know, a good start to the year. Sinners was a very big draw just recently back in April. But now it feels like we're in that summer movie season. People are going to be going out. You know, you get a rainy day, go to the movies. That's going to be the big thing I think people are going to shift to this summer. And with the release schedule, I think we have some good entertainment in front of us. But going into Memorial Day weekend, it was a big weekend. And obviously, you have plenty of time to see these movies. They'll probably rotate back and forth from the IMAX screens. So certainly check your listings. But if you're wanting to take the kids, you've got Lilo and Stitch. If you want to go and see a big action picture, you've got Mission Impossible ready to lead the way.
Or drop your kids off at Lilo and Stitch, and then you go watch Mission Impossible. That's a good idea.
Now you're thinking. There you go. I like it.
Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. He will be back on Monday. We are chatting with Blockbuster Blake because Dean is on vacation, and just because it's fun to talk to Blockbuster Blake. I watched a little tiny bit of the American Music Awards, and I have to tell you, Rod Stewart looks pretty darn good. What is he, 80 now?
I believe so. He's I don't like to say he's up there, but he's up there and he's still performing, you know. And when I say, he's up there on the stage performing at his age and had the crowd going.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Forever young. It was, yeah.
Forever young. Yeah. And here's the thing. He had energy. That was the thing that I think the people were connecting with. He really did have it. And of course, you know, the American Music Awards are mostly a fan. They're a fan voted award. They're kind of like the Critics' Choice, except we just hand it off to the fans and we see what they think of the last year of music. To be honest with you, I had some, if you would have asked me to predict how things were going to go for that show, I would have been a mess. I would not have known anything. You want to talk Oscars? I'm your guy. You want to talk American Music Awards? I'm a joke. However, the recap of it is, I'll just admit it right out of the gate. Billie Eilish had the biggest night of everybody. She took home 6 wins with Artist of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Song of the Year, and Favorite Pop Song of the Year for Birds of a Feather. And she was also Favorite Female Pop Artist and Favorite Pop Album winner for the year, for the broadcast. And I was not so surprised to see her, you know, rake in all those awards. I think in general, my big disappointment on the night was that Chappell Roan went home empty-handed. I'm a Chappell Roan fan, and I was hoping that, you know, maybe America and I need to have a conversation, because I think that her music last year was a big splash as far as a touring artist, as a charting artist, but also just the artist I kept hearing about all year long. And to go home empty-handed, I was just surprised.
Yeah. I'm a little bit surprised myself, but I really am a fan of Billie Eilish. I think she's really talented.
I think it all is chalked up to the hard work she puts in. She's a big touring act. Her fans are ravenous when they get to see her, and she puts on a great show. So I'm not taking anything away from Billie Eilish. I think it was just when you have 7 nominations for another big artist in the year and they walk home empty-handed, it's like, wait a minute, how did that happen? But then you realize, Billie Eilish and Chappell Roan, they were probably the 2 biggest names of last year, throughout the whole year, would be the way I would phrase it. Beyonce also took home Favorite Female Country Artist and Favorite Country Album because she did the whole genre shift with Cowboy Carter. And she's currently on tour right now, and I can tell you from being out east, she did 4 shows while I was out there at MetLife Stadium, and traffic was a nightmare for 4 days straight. But I understood it. I mean, those were sold-out shows. So, you know, as long as artists are going out and doing big stadium shows like that, and they're selling like crazy, and the quality of the show is excellent, then, you know what? One night to celebrate America's music scene is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think that, if anything, the big takeaway for the night was not so much the awards. J-Lo hosted, put on a solid performance, and I think it was a tease of what we're going to see when she sets up her Las Vegas residency this in the near future here. So if you like that performance and you're heading to Vegas in the next year, you got J-Lo to look forward to live. So,
all right. Well, that is something to look forward to. And what about George Clooney? What does he have going on?
Okay, so this is unique because I don't know that this has ever happened. George Clooney currently is sharing a writing credit. I believe he's producing, and he's also starring in a Broadway stage production of Good Night and Good Luck, which is the film he made in 2005 about Edward R. Murrow's ongoing TV back and forth with Senator Joe McCarthy. If you remember the film, it did garner a lot of Oscar attention. It is perhaps the most known film that Clooney directed, but he did not star in it. He was in it, but David Strathairn was the star. When you go see this show on Broadway at the Winter Garden Theater, which I did last Thursday night, Clooney is now playing Edward R. Murrow. He has also surrounded himself with a very deep bench of acting talent. Alana Glazer, Christopher Denham, Paul Gross, a famous Canadian actor I'm a big fan of, Glenn Fleshler, Franz Kranz. It just goes deeper and deeper, but the show is the entire depiction of what you saw in the film, but live on a stage. It's a very fluid production. The acting is incredible. I want to also shout out the actor Clark Gregg, who plays Don Hollenbeck in the show. The reason I'm telling you all of this information and why I love the show so much is that CNN is going to be airing a filmed version of this play that they filmed in the Winter Garden Theater on June 7th. I don't know that a TV network has ever shown a broadcast of a Broadway show while it is in the middle of its run. This is a very big show. It is a very poignant show. It speaks to truth in the media and the crusade for journalism, and its finest principles when it's on display. And I think it's one of those things that right now a lot of us want to see. I love the play. I thought that Clooney was fantastic in it because he's never done Broadway.
Yeah.
In fact, if you read the playbill, his bio is the shortest in the playbill, and it simply says, George Clooney has not been on a stage since 1986, and this is his Broadway debut. Buckle up. He delivers. This is a guy who has spent his whole career pretty much in front of cameras, but a live audience, he performs very well for. So the multimedia aspects of the show, because they incorporate footage, archive footage from obviously McCarthy's hearings and his retorts to Edward R. Murrow, while then you also get to see the live, sort of the live TV produced on a stage.
Wow.
Mixed with the inner office drama. It's all very heavy, it's very deep, and it's very easy to connect with. I think it will be interesting to see it when it comes to everyone's homes on June 7th.
All right, good night and good luck. Boy, Clooney has come a long way from his mullet on Facts of Life, has he not?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Although, I'll just let everybody know right away, he has black hair for this. He has dyed his hair so that he looks like Edward R. Murrow. And for a lot of people, that's been a thing he's had to address in media. But it works. It very much works on a stage.
We'll be looking for that. Great to talk to you again, Blockbuster Blake. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Wendy. You guys have a great one.
You as well.